So it appears that Paul has made appeal to Caesar for his trial, and so now must cross the Mediterranean in order to have his case heard. We also see a situation for Simon. I preached about it before. I'm sure you've heard it from other priests. There are different words in Greek for love. The first time that Jesus asks Peter if he loves him, he asks him for agape love. It's the all-encompassing love that is deserving of God alone. But Peter responds that he loves Jesus, but the word he uses in response is not agape, but phileos, which is brotherly love, as we would understand brotherly love to be. The second time Jesus again asks for agape, Peter again responds with phileos. The third time Jesus asks Peter for phileos, he lowers the amount of love that he is asking of Peter in order to meet Peter where Peter is willing to give. This is why Peter is distressed that Jesus asks a third time. He's more distressed to the fact that he lowered the level of love that he was asking of him, or that he heard what he responded, that he didn't respond with what was asked of him. In any case, what Peter is willing to give is sufficient for the present moment. We know that it's sufficient because when he responds, Jesus gives him a task. I receive this gift of love, Peter. Now I ask you to feed my lambs. I ask you to tend my sheep. I ask you to feed my sheep. The interesting part then is that Jesus goes on to speak of when Peter will give to Jesus the agape love he asks for. He says, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted, but when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Peter's ultimate destination is Rome as well. Both Peter and Paul will find their end in Rome, seemingly hours from each other's death. In this, my brothers and sisters, we see an invitation for us, an invitation to choose the present moment, to receive what God has in this present moment for us, to the best of our ability, we can work in ideals and we can work in great expectations, you might say. But the expectations of our heart and the fantasy, the ideas in which we create within ourselves, one, they may not simply be grounded in truth. And so we spend our time not grounded in the reality that is there. But secondly, we miss the present moment. The present moment is a gift. Present moment of encounter between Jesus and Peter is a gift. No matter how imperfect the dialogue between them goes, to be present in that moment is to encounter Jesus. It is to receive grace. It is to be spoken for truth to be received. Too often, we distance ourselves from the present moment in the hope for something else. If I was accustomed to giving you gifts, and I gave to you a gift that you simply ignored, waiting for a greater gift, waiting for a different gift, how confident would I be? How inspired would I be to give you that gift when you simply ignore the present moment? I know that most of our life, my brothers and sisters, it seems that the present moment lacks everything possible to bring us happiness. And we could think of 1,000 things that need to happen in order for us to be happy. This needs to change, that needs to change, this needs to go, that needs to go, this needs to come. All of these different things that we think we know what will be the completion of our happiness and joy and all of these things. But everything in the present moment, because of the gift of faith, hope, and love, is sufficient for joy. Everything here, right now, in this present moment, if chosen, if received in faith and in hope and in love, possesses within it every power and potential for joy. Worst case scenario is that we spend our lifetime looking for the other, looking for the other, looking for the other, looking for the other. And when the other finally comes, we have no habit of abiding in the present moment. And when the fulfillment comes, we are already looking for the next thing. If our habit is to abide in the present moment, you will never be disappointed. Because even when the fulfillment comes, you will actually be able to receive it and enter in. So, we are invited in this present moment and all of its imperfections, we are invited to enter in. Amen.